The only way you can make a change in the atmosphere, that thermostat, it responds to touch. It helps some of us to get touched. Thank God. I appreciate that preaching tonight. You say, well, he didn't define any words. He don't preach that way. He don't have to. Not everybody does it like you do it, like I do it. All of us is different. But I appreciate him getting touched about it. He's unique in the way he preaches. I love it. I really do. I don't want to be a thermometer. I want to be a thermostat in the house of God. Amen. And you can make a difference where you go. You know what? Some preachers sitting around saying, I wish to have a spiritual church. Why don't you just be a thermostat? Show them how to do it. Amen. I'm glad I had a pastor that showed me how to do it. And I had some deacons and some ladies that knew what God is all about. Knew how to pray. And I wanted to get around them to pray. And I like to be close to them when they worship. I remember as a young Christian, I was standing on the other side of the young choir when they faced one another. And I remember singing Amazing Grace that morning. The congregation, I seen Miss Gussie Rogers. She got to waving that hand. And directly she got to waving both hands. And then went to shouting. And you know what that done for me? That made me want to do that. Because it's real stuff. And I'm here to tell you, when she got ready to die, she is in the hospital room. Her family was a singing and a reading the Bible. And they come in one day. She had been comatose for about 2 days. Sung Amazing Grace. Sung verse 1, verse 2, and verse 4. And stopped. And she opened her eyes and she said, you didn't sing verse 3. Hallelujah. She's still a shouting about it. It might help somebody around your place if you'd get touched every once in a while. Amen. I want the young choir to come on around. Young choir is going to come and sing, and then the adult choir is going to sing also tonight. I appreciate all these young people. Hallelujah. Amen.